The Sentai Review, Episode 69, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2, Volume 2 Review.
Alright, welcome back to the Sentai Review. It is time to continue the reviewing of Sentai-esque material. And today we are going to be going over Season 2, Volume 2 of the DVDs
of the Mighty Morphin
Power Rangers. And,
we haven't done this in a while.
William Bush, Reploid Bill.
Seth Lovell, Saria.
Scott Action Jackson.
And you know what we're going to do here. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Okay, so, yeah, and the things.
So is this going to be another thing where it's only a handful of good episodes then?
That seems
with,
to be
with the standard it's been for Season 1, Volume 1, Season 1, Volume 2, and Season 2, Volume 1. It's been like half of it's filler, the other half is good shit.
Yeah, it seems like Power Rangers seems to run about 50 episodes per season, and it seems to be somewhere around 27 of them are usually really good, and the rest seem to be feeling like filler. And that's just the way it seems to run. In fact, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Season 2 was 52 episodes long. And so far, in the last season, we claimed that 16 of them were keepers.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not exactly a good thing there, guys.
Well, to be fair, that's half the episodes. I mean, yeah, it sounds bad to say this half the story is good, but
yeah.
It is, I don't know, man. It's the way that, it's because they film on that formula crap. So it's only when they leave the formula that the show gets really good. But, speaking of leaving the formula, episode 27 and 28, it's kind of crazy that we're starting with a fucking slam dunk here, but The Power Transfer, part 1 and 2.
Yep.
This was good.
Yeah, especially compared to when we last left the Rangers in the last season, they were zombified and walking through fucking Angel Grove being,
yes, that was really
And it was
cool.
Like, why did you end this part of it on filler?
Yeah. But with the power transfer,
it's a good pickup.
Yeah, I mean, especially considering what's
in it.
I mean, not only is it changing over the red, black, and Yellow Ranger.
Yes.
We also get Lord Zedd's Zord.
Serpentera. So fucking cool, man.
That runs off of batteries.
But it's like a Death Star Zord. It can literally destroy entire planets, which, by the way, I'm going to make a comment here.
That Lord you've already Zedd, made before.
Lord Zedd is about the dumbest motherfucker in the history of all Power Rangers ever.
Yep.
Every Power Ranger, all of them, left the planet to seek a great forgotten power and a sword that would allow them to transfer some Rangers' energies. There is no Power Ranger anywhere on planet. Not one. So Lord Zedd powers up Serpentera and goes clear across the galaxy to where they are to blow them up.
Why didn't he pull out Serpentera sooner?
Why didn't he just go to Earth while all fucking six Rangers are missing?
And blow up the goddamn Earth. Leave them no planet to come back to.
The Power Rangers would be like, yes, Zordon, we got the power.
Zordon?
Zordon?
Let the Rangers come back. Man, we warped right into an asteroid field.
And died.
Look at that. There's a moon.
No, wait.
Oh, sorry. Not a moon.
That's no moon.
We were proved, and I guess they would teleport back and just float around space because it was proved to us in Power Rangers in Space that they can breathe in space in the costume. But
So
that means they have a sword, old rickety Zords that don't work by this point in time because Billy had to, like, fix them, remember?
Yeah,
somehow.
And there's no planet, and there's no mentor.
Wait. Wouldn't the Zords be destroyed since they're in the planet or on the planet?
No, we would have those. No, remember when we? Okay, maybe I'm thinking something else. I think I am. When they got the sword, they only got the sword, right?
Yeah, they got the sword.
Okay, because there's another episode where they find another set of Zords on another planet.
I think that was for the Shogun Zords.
I think it was the Shogun, but I think that's much later.
Yeah, I think that's
so
like season 3.
So, I was confusing two episodes, but still, regardless, they would just go home and have a sword. But they would have no home to go to with their sword.
Yeah.
And there would still be a giant-ass fucking Serpentera floating around being like, "Sup, bitches?" And they have no Megazord or Zords.
Right.
All they could do is try to hope to float gently to the moonosphere if they can somehow make it there and try to go in and beat the shit out of Zed and Rita and all the goons that are there.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, no shit.
Actually, this is the part where Rita isn't even back yet, so.
Yeah, Rita's not here yet.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But yes, Lord Zed.
Serpentera.
Dumb. Awesome concept. Pretty good episode. Lord Zed, dumb.
You know what?
Fucking wear the dunce hat, Zed. You've earned it.
I got a question that I'm going to post out to the fans.
It's because Rita's incompetence had already worn off on him.
And this might be a very good question.
What?
Where the original source from Serpentera came from? If it came from, like, another Sentai.
You mean, is it an American creation?
Yeah,
or did they steal it from another Sentai?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
That is a wonderful question for the fans to answer.
Yeah.
Because that's one of the coolest things about this show as we've been doing it. Whenever we get something wrong or whenever we're confused on the source material, I think one of the coolest things about this show is that the fan base, and I'm not talking, we don't have thousands and thousands and thousands of views, but the ones that we have are good, solid viewers that are very, they communicate.
Yeah.
So they're going to tell us.
Yeah, and they probably would know. They can probably, like, research it as well.
I'm looking forward to knowing that as well, actually. I'm hoping somebody mentions
that. I was about to say,
that.
I could look it up on my phone right now, but I'm already being about as quiet as Shane is, and that's no good for radio.
If I had to guess, I would say maybe it actually might be pulled from, like, something else, like maybe, like, a Kamen Rider or something like that, if I had to guess.
Well, we'll know.
Yeah.
We'll know. That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually learning that piece of information. One other thing to talk about when it comes to these two episodes. The sword and what it did with the powers.
It copied them.
This has been a major debate amongst fans for a long time. Because the Rangers that left in costume. The truth of the matter, just to get it out of the way, is that those actors were no longer there. They'd already been fired. In fact, for the last couple episodes, they'd been using voice actors who were copying those actors. In fact, if you watch these two episodes, the guy who's playing Jason is trying way too hard to be Jason, and he sounds awful. It's not Austin. It's not him. It's not those actors had already left. And all of a sudden,
But what about the footage of them, like, leaving a taxi into some place?
I want to say they filmed, like, they filmed a couple of scenes, and okay, if you watch
a couple of different ways to send them off.
No, you have to watch the episodes real carefully, and you'll figure out that Jason, Trini, and Zach are very rarely in episodes. For like 5 or 6 episodes before this event happened, they're only making like extraordinarily small cameos, like. Jason is exercising and he's really busy. And, you know, Trini is at her mom's or some shit. Like, they constantly have these excuses why the Rangers aren't hanging out together anymore. Truth of it was, they'd already left. They were already gone.
But it was also during this when those three were chosen for that world peace thing.
But that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
You don't actually see them get chosen. It's like a news broadcast, and they use a still frame picture.
Yeah.
And they're like, by the way, these kids are gone.
But at the end,
I figured something out.
With the footage of them leaving to go into like a hotel or airport to catch their flight.
I can't guarantee anything, but I'm telling you they were gone.
It might have been like, it could have also been like a stunt doubles to look like them from behind.
Something. But I know without a doubt, 100%, I've actually had the opportunity in Wizard World, not Wizard World, but one of the cons, I did get to talk with Austin. They were gone. He basically told me, because I was like, I noticed that they had a voice actor replace you in a couple of episodes. And he said, watch carefully. I'm not in like the last five episodes before they replaced me.
Oh, now it's me. Okay.
What was you?
It was basically like stock footage. Like, they basically filmed a bunch of shit because they were on a crazy hectic schedule. Filming Power Rangers, they would film like...
At this point, it probably is hectic.
It always was. Look, this company treated these kids like garbage. They got paid McDonald's wages, literally. They got no merchandising, none. All those toys and comics and all that shit that came out, they didn't get a fucking penny. Not a goddamn penny. They were treated like ass, stepped on. They worked 10, 12, 14-hour days. And they would film like 6 hours worth of footage and fight scenes. Then they'd film like another 6 hours of voice acting and shit like that. And then they'd be sent home. And like, they were in the largest show running in America. Like, nothing was as powerful. Power Rangers owned the fucking world. It was like the biggest show ever. Yeah. And these kids needed roommates to live.
Yep.
So they had no money.
What was the Seth going to say?
Oh, I'm trying to figure out how to pronounce this properly, so this is going to be Sario Butcher's name, apparently. I'm going to say it's...
Do you want me to try and read it?
I want to say it's... Daijin Ryu is the actual name of Serpentera. He's a Gosai. It's Gosai Sentai Dairanger is the series he's actually from.
Isn't that the one that we didn't get?
No, we didn't get Gosai.
No, I mean, wasn't that the one that was, like, in between some of the spots for the Mighty Morphin?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes perfect sense, because, like I said, in order to make our Power Rangers seem bigger than they were, we stole from, like,
Gosai.
Three or four different Sentai.
Yeah.
And just claimed that they were the same thing.
Yeah. Because, I have, like, the full thing here and...
But as for the sword, when the sword copies their energies, quote-unquote, this has been a major debate. Some people say the energies were copied. Some people say the energies were transferred. And that the costumes they left in were nothing more than residual costumes that disappeared during their transport.
I think originally it was just a converting. But after further time went along, it's like... It might have just been a copy and paste.
Here's the reason it can't be a copy. This is the only reason I have for why it can't be a copy. One is when the Ranger powers are destroyed and the Rangers are down on their luck, Zordon is basically like, there's only one hope that we can go get this unbelievably dangerous situation and maybe get this new power. And... something about that is ridiculous because he had if the sword copied energies, he still had three Rangers that he could have brought back at any time, and he never did. And by characters alone, not actors, characters alone, there's not a single one of those three people that wouldn't have come back in an instant to help their friends to be Power Rangers again.
One did, though. Jason did... That Jason did come back for that Forever Red episode.
Yes, he did, and they never explain how his morpher could possibly work, because during that time they'd already stated that the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger power was completely disabled and destroyed.
Actually, yeah, he's right.
Because when Adam transforms, it nearly kills him.
Yeah.
But Jason transforms, and he's fine.
Yeah, that's...
So, yes, this is an inconsistency, but this caused a massive debate amongst fans.
It's
and for me, the thing that drives me crazy is that if we still had three fully functional Rangers that could do whatever they wanted to do, why did we have to call aliens from another world and mess with their bad guys when we could have literally just called back the three guys that we had? We couldn't actually do it because the actors wouldn't come back. But storyline-wise, why wouldn't he have said, oh no, all the Rangers have been turned into children, we're totally screwed, the powers have been destroyed, the coins are broken, the morphers are garbage, but I still happen to have three Rangers that I copied with a light sword. Why don't I just bring those three guys back to handle Zed?
You want me to help you with this debate?
Uh-oh.
Don't view that plot hole. I am interdimensional, damn it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Big plot hole.
That is exactly what just happened here. Don't view that plot hole is exactly right. You nailed it. However, the sword makes a return in the new set of comic books in Boom Studios.
Really?
There's an invasion. The Rangers go off-world. And during the point when they're off-world, there's an invasion that happens on Earth due to a new set of bad guys, which are actually under the control of Goldar. He's trying to move up secretly, trying to turn himself into a power, and take over the Earth while Zed and Rita and all of them are off-planet doing whatever they're doing in the series. Well, during this time, Kimberly is one of the Rangers. She's in the area where this is going down, and she uses an emergency communicator that Zordon gave her before she left. And he said, if there's ever an extreme emergency, you call. She calls, and she says, look, I don't know what's going on. There's these monster things all over the city, and we need the Power Rangers over here. I don't know how you guys don't know. And he says, there are no Power Rangers currently on planet. There's nothing I could do for you. He says, I have lost communication with them. I'm not sure where they are. My guess is this is during that thing where they went to the other world and they fucking were hanging out with the Beetleborg dude.
Oh, you mean the Masked Rider guy?
Yes. I think that's during this part of the series.
I think it's called like Friend in Need or something like that.
Yeah, I think that's when this comic is taking place. But what's really cool is he tells her, he says, because your powers were transferred by the sword, they were not lost. He says, you cannot activate them because you no longer have access to the morpher or anything else. However, you still have latent residual energy in your system because we've already seen that once you're tied to the morphing grid, it's for life. You always have part of that power in you. And if you lose your connection to the morphing grid, we've already seen it can kill you. It almost killed Tommy twice. Mm-hmm. They had to find ways to give him basically power band-aids to keep him living. And later, when Kimberly was almost removed from the morphing grid forcefully by Zordon, it almost killed her too. But Zordon tells her, he says, listen, there is a way. I'm going to send you the sword. You can use it to tap back into your latent energy. So he sends her the sword, she holds it in front of her, and she uses it like a morpher, and it kind of like shoots electricity back at her, and kind of awakens the latent energy, and when she morphs, it looks really cool, she morphs into a version of the new-looking Power Ranger. Remember what they did with the
ninja-type outfit?
No. Remember the most recent Mighty Morphin Power Ranger appearance in a not an actual Sentai and whatnot, but just in pop culture, the Green Ranger made an appearance to fight Ryu, and he had a real cool remodified suit.
Yeah, from the Bad in the Sun project.
She looks like that.
So it's slightly modified.
Yeah, it's a pink version of that kind of look.
Hmm.
And it looks really cool. And she gets a new bow, and they explain that the reason she looks different is because she's morphing from the sword. So her morph is a little bit different.
Is this kind of cool?
Is this part of that the pink line?
Yep.
Okay.
Mighty Morphin. It's from Boom Studios. Right now, there's only one issue. It's called Pink. It's part of a 6-book miniseries, and so far, it's fantastic. And they use this sword to kind of close a gap in the hole here. They say that the reason the comic book gives is the reason the sword had to be used is because to simply disconnect somebody from the morphing grid can kill them. This was a way to copy the energies, and the energies that were copied would slowly dissipate over time safely.
So kind of like a reverse of the Gold Ranger.
But this also would allow for Jason to be able to transform. Because he can't transform. He's never transformed ever back into the Red Ranger except for that one time. So all that latent energy that's there, it's still there. It's a lot like the Green Ranger, where he had all those morphs before his power was finally gone.
Yeah.
That's basically what they did. That's the way the comic book tries to explain this. Mm. And it works, because it allows us to believe that Jason could morph later in the series. And the Ranger powers that were damaged and destroyed, that's what Zack has. No, sorry, that's what Adam has. Which is why when Adam transformed, it almost killed him. But technically, Zack would still have a couple morphs left in him. And the reason that they only had probably 4 or 5 morphs is the reason that Zordon would not call them. Because he needs to be able to defend the planet for quite possibly a couple of months.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how long those Rangers have. So it was safer to simply call the alien Rangers.
Plus, they had to go find those Zeo crystals, so...
So, comics fixed that plot hole!
For now.
Yeah, for now. Until we come across something else, which is bound to happen. Yeah.
But it is really good. So far, it's been an amazing book. We then go 29, Goldar's Vice Versa. 30, Mirror of Regret. 31, When is a Ranger Not a Ranger? When he's not morphed. 32, Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun. 33, Lights, Camera, Action. 34, There Smoke? Where There's Smoke, There's Fire. 35, Scavenger Hunt. 36, The Great Bukula Escape. 37, Forever Friends. 38, A Real Fish Story.
Sounds fishy.
I like the disgusted look face after that.
Yeah. Now, I would like to bring something up real quick. All of those episodes, the Red Ranger is garbage.
Rocky Just Wants to Have Fun.
If you watch, Jason was still, like, saving the team and kind of, like, helping. Like, in fact, right after they brought in the White Ranger and they were like, the White Ranger is now the leader. Like, in the very next episode, the White Ranger gets paralyzed and it's up to Jason to save the whole team.
Okay.
So Jason is still relevant. When they pass the powers to Rocky, he becomes the biggest fucking background character ever. The Red Ranger just does a whole lot of nothing. Oh, and by the way, after Jason leaves the series, we never see the Power Sword again.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of remember that.
It's as if Rocky's not good enough to use it.
Yeah. Which, thanks to that Rocky Wants to Have Fun, yeah, that's definitely proof of that.
He became a background character, like hardcore.
Well, but at the same time, after we got the Green Ranger, everybody's like, oh my god, Green Ranger! And then we got the White Ranger, everybody's like, oh shit, even better, it's the White Ranger! Because we were all dumbass kids and didn't know any better. They were just like, yeah, just move everybody else to the back. We're going to focus on this guy.
39 and 40, Rangers Back in Time, Part 1 and 2.
I think that might be the first time that they get changed into kids.
I think it is, too.
Yeah.
And then Alpha has to come out and... tell them that they're Rangers and convince them, blah, blah, blah.
I don't remember these episodes. I think they were supposed to be big events, but I don't seem to remember Rangers Back in Time being, like, worth a shit. Like, basically, they get some kid actors.
Which is probably the first time that we see the kid actors for later.
Yes. And they use those kid actors to do stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm having hardcore indigestion over here while I'm trying to fucking read.
I don't seem to remember these episodes being worth a shit. These two episodes did not impress me, if I remember right.
They probably just, like I said, introduced some of the kids that get brought back later. Not all of them.
And that's possibly what this story was meant to do, because they're going to have to use those kids later. Because those kids are going to have to come back. I think it's the same kids that come back to do the episodes where
I think
the Alien
like
Rangers are
three
happening.
Or four, because the pink and yellow ranger gets changed out. So,
yeah,
it is. It's when they turn them into kids.
Yeah.
So, 41, 42, and 43, the wedding, the return of Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
She drugs Lord Zedd.
While he's resting. He's taking his rest.
Yeah.
Was it Odin's sleep?
Yeah, it's basically
it's
like a version
Zedd
of the
sleep.
Yeah, it's
just
a
Zedd like the Zordon sleep.
Yep. So there's an Odin sleep, a Zedd sleep, and a Zordon sleep. Mm. Tired people.
And a Shane nap.
And there's a Shane nap.
A Shane nap, yeah.
So, like, you know, we kind of have that ourselves here at the Fandom Night.
Hold on.
And that was apparently a Scott nap, which is, like half a second?
No shit. All I remember is she drugs him, and then they came up with a gimmick. And it's interesting. She goes to Finster and tells Finster that she needs to look beautiful, because when he wakes up, she's going to need to be able to convince him that he loves her, and yada yada, and blah blah blah. And they use this to put this thing on her face. And then when they peel it off, they claim that they've taken like 500 years off her age, and that's how they were allowed to switch actresses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Because that's when we actually got our first physical actress. Not just voice actor, but physical actress for Rita.
Yep. Well, yeah, the first one here, because there was another one for the movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're not there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll still be a minute before that.
I don't remember this being a terrible episode, to be fair.
I think this was the second time we saw Serpentera, but that's because they were using it for their...
Yes.
Riding off.
Here's the part that gets me about this that I don't like. I want to say during the wedding, don't the Rangers get stuck in like a haunted house type of stupid shit?
I think this was like the second time they got stuck in this haunted house.
Yes, and there's all those different monsters from the past.
Yeah.
And it's dumb.
Yeah.
And the side story with Rita and Zedd is interesting. The story for the Rangers in this episode was straight up awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we go to my favorite three episodes of season two. 44, 45, 46. I'm in love with these episodes. The Return of the Green Ranger.
This one.
So good. They call a dark wizard. He has this ability to where as long as he can get part of your genetic code, like a lock of hair, he can copy you. And then Lord Zedd indicates that if he could get another Tommy, he could just simply equip the green power. I don't know how he's going to do that. I don't understand how that worked.
Well, it's after the wedding, so he has Rita to help with that, too. So
right. So what they do is they steal some of Tommy's hair. By the way, Bulk does this, I believe. Bulk and Skull.
Yeah, I think they're somewhat brainwashed.
Yep.
Somewhat.
They go and cut his hair.
More like awkward brainwashed.
And then after they cut his hair, they use his hair to create a copy of Tommy, which... To me, it feels like he's a Tommy from another dimension. He's not. He's a copy. But to me, it felt like a Tommy from another dimension where he'd won. Where the evil Green Ranger was triumphant, and he was the only Ranger. Because he kind of had that attitude like he'd already been through this before.
Hmm.
And he gets, they have Billy steal the dragon dagger for him, right? I think they brainwash, they curse Billy with one of those, with a curse type of thing, and they have him steal the dragon dagger and the components they'll need to create a Green Ranger.
Yeah.
He then takes them to Tommy, and Tommy, the new Tommy, and the Dark Wizard use them to create a Green Ranger.
But at the same time, they also sent the other Rangers back into the past.
Yes, the other Rangers are then shocked into the past.
Into like a... I forgot what kind of times it was, but it's like a... colonial times, I was...
Yeah, it was colonial, yes. Because there's Red Coat Skull.
Yeah.
So that's happening. Now, during all this stuff, that means there's only one Ranger left.
But that Ranger... the actual Tommy, the White Ranger Tommy... is kind of knocked out for some odd reason.
I don't remember exactly what happened.
Might have been like kind of sick or something for some odd
reason. No, something happened to him. He was like, he was put under some sort of spell or some shit by Rita and Zed, and he was like suffering like major fatigue and having like extreme headaches and everything. And Zordon tells him, "Hey, you're the only Ranger left. There's an evil Green Ranger that's messing stuff up." And he's like, "Okay." And he's like, "Look, if you transform, the power will give you a boost of energy. You'll negate the spell." And he's like, "Sweet." So he transforms, and the Green Ranger and White Ranger fight. Green Ranger and White Ranger fight equally. It's a pretty good fight. They hit each other, and they do a pretty good job of back and forth.
I think before they morph, he does try to talk to him.
Yeah.
He tries. But since he's under the magician's dark spell.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they fight. It's an even fight. And then they go to the Zords. And it is one of the most hysterical things I've ever seen. If you want to know why the only Zord still existing in Mighty Morphin Power Ranger history is still sleeping at the bottom of the lake, the only Zord not destroyed was the Dragon Zord. This is why. Zordon claims the White Ranger power is the strongest power. It's basically the best fucking thing ever. He's like, and then, once again, do not view this plot hole. They wake up the Dragon Zord. It walks up into Angel Grove. The White Tiger Zord shows up. And Tommy immediately goes right for the put down. He says, "Sorry, I'm going to have to put you down." And he goes directly for his finisher move, his Tiger Mouth Hadouken Blast.
Yeah.
He shoots the Hadouken Blast. The Dragon Zord quite literally walks through it without receiving any damage, does one tail swipe, and the Tiger Zord is done.
Yeah.
And he didn't even turn the tail on. He doesn't even do the whee where it spins like a drill. He's just like, "Bitch, why shoot at me? Spin tail, done." Defeated White Ranger.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is one of those instances where maybe you shouldn't call the giant robot. Because you were doing a lot better hand-to-hand.
Yeah, no shit.
It then goes back to hand-to-hand, and he's able, instead of focusing on the Green Ranger, who he can't beat, he can only kind of match. And I think he was starting to lose that fight, actually. He was slowly kind of slipping into losing.
He might have still had some fatigue from whatever was bothering him.
Right. He then turns his attention to the wizard.
Yeah.
And kicks the wand out of the wizard's hand. And that was all it took. He was like, kick, take wand, reverse. Now we have a functional Tommy with green energy.
Tommies.
Yeah, we have two functional Tommies with Green Ranger power and White Ranger power. Which, by the way, is awesome when you play Mighty Morphin Power Rangers Beats of Power. Go ahead and go get that game. It's free. Beats of Power.
It
is free.
We glitched it out by using both Tommies.
Yes, we used two Tommies and it froze the game. It was amazing. Anyways, if you play this game, on the picking screen you have all your normal Rangers. But if you go to the edge of the screen where the end of the picking list is, and you hit right anyway, it takes you to a shadow character and you can pick the Green Ranger.
I think that kind of changes, though. When it takes over, well, when it starts off with the green one, I think it can go into the white one. and then when the white one's on the screen, then you can move over to the green one.
Right.
Into the shadow. So it kind of changes depending on the...
And you can also do this when they give you the Zord fights. If you pick off the screen, you can get the original Dragon Zord and original Megazord instead of the Thunder Zords. Nice. Basically, this is a free game where they took the original Super Nintendo beat-em-up concept, they remade the game in a more modern fashion, and it has cutscenes and everything, and it's beautiful. It's easily the best Power Ranger game I think I've played in terms of like side-scrolling beat-em-up.
Yeah.
Oh, and then when they go back in time to the colonial period to retrieve the Rangers.
They fight big rats.
They fight big rats. And the Green Ranger decides that they can't be two Tommies, so he's going to live in colonial times.
With the Green Ranger power.
But they do something that stops the... Okay, because he's in his Green Ranger form, and then they touch him with the wand and like take the power away. And he just becomes Tommy. And the reason I think they took the power... I think the power is gone or something, because later on... In Dino Thunder, our Tommy still has the Dragon Dagger. And that means that he took the Dragon Dagger with him, because otherwise it would still be in colonial times with the other Tommy. And the only way to explain that is if somehow the other Tommy left the Dragon Dagger to future Tommy.
No, see,
but there's no way they could have communicated like that.
I think unless he knew where the dude died at, and somehow nobody magically found this green dagger flute thing just lying on the ground.
And if the coin was still there.
I'm going to have to call bullshit.
Yeah.
I think this is another one
but
of those.
But I'm interdimensional, damn it.
Plot holes.
Exactly. This is one of them Zordon moments.
Yeah, Zordon plot holes.
Yeah, no shit.
Fucking interdimensional plot hole. We now go to Storybook Rangers 1 and 2. This is episode 48 and 49.
Yeah.
I have no idea what this was. I cannot remember.
Don't we get stuck
in a storybook?
Yes. Yeah. That's the reason why I've been so fucking quiet. I've been on the wiki page looking shit up.
They're like in a fairy tale book or some shit.
Yeah, they're supposed to have been like a book fair going on. And Rita was like, oh, they like books, do they? And just fucking...
I like destroying things they like.
Yeah.
I'll send them into this book.
Yeah. That's basically exactly what happens.
Yeah.
Each one of them gets stuck in, like, their favorite book, and they have to find a way out.
I thought it was, on, like,
that's
only
almost
three of
them. As douchey as Yano Shirita.
And Scott gets mad.
I don't get it.
You don't remember? In the review we did with where we talked about the new Rita, there's that one image of her face where she looks like Janosch from Ghostbusters.
Never mind.
I can't forget Janosch Rita. Next is one that I actually enjoyed. 50 and 51 is the Wild West Rangers.
Oh, Kimberly gets sent back.
Yep. And Zordon tells her the biggest line of dog shit I've ever heard in my entire fucking life.
There can't be two Pink Rangers.
Yeah. Too much pink energy is a bad thing.
At the time, it might have been possible.
Yeah.
I'm just glad he threw in the word energy. Otherwise, I'd be like, no, you can never get too much pink.
Just saying. So it's a little bit...
Especially for a pervy Zordon.
I'm going to say it's a load of bullshit. I'm just thinking maybe he wanted to hang out with... Look, it's been a couple thousand years without any form of human contact. I think maybe he wanted Kimberly to stay in the command center a little longer.
But, yeah.
Like I said, he needed to throw in that last bit of energy.
Because they get a team of Rangers...
That look just like the same ones.
No, they modify it. They add, like, tassels and, like, they change the helmets a little bit and everything.
Yeah.
To create, like, a Western effect for the Rangers.
Except for the white ones.
They use the guns more than the... And they don't use weapons. They actually use, like, their hand blasters.
But the white Ranger...
Oh, and they all have, like, cowboy holsters.
The White Ranger instead is the White Stranger, and he doesn't morph.
And he doesn't morph at all.
No.
They didn't redo his costume.
No, he's just... Tommy
Which
his
would have
Stranger.
Been the easiest, because he has, like, the Western vest thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just kind of lose the gold trim a bit, and there you go.
And then once Kimberly goes back to her present time, the Western Kimberly shows up.
Yeah.
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 I remember, it might be just gimmicky as shit, but I do remember this episode, and I remember liking it. Like, I remember enjoying the episode, and I've questioned ever since, why couldn't there be two Pink Rangers? Want to explain that a little better, Zordon? Because, listen here.
Don't view that loophole.
Oh, it's a hardcore plot hole later on, too, because Zordon...
I said loophole, not plot hole.
Zordon claims...
It's two different holes I like to destroy.
There can't be two Pink Rangers. Too much pink energy is a bad thing. But 22 Red Rangers is just fine.
Yeah, but Zordon's dead at that point, so...
So he couldn't lie and keep them from doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to get even worse, then we have Omek later on, when there's literally every fucking team shows up for a legendary war.
Right.
And there's...
He doesn't say shit.
There's like, what?
He doesn't say
39
shit
fucking Red Rangers, 39 Pink Rangers, fucking 39 Blue Rangers.
That's
fucking
just
like,
fine.
Yeah, that's okay.
Here's the only thing I could say... That would be okay. That fixes the plot hole. If I have to fix this, I'm going to say this. Maybe each energy is unique to a specific field. So the Mighty Morphin energy is unique from the, say, space energy. If you were to copy the Mighty Morphin, if you were to give two Pink Rangers from the Mighty Morphin, maybe there's something that happens that's negative. And the reason I could say this might be true is because... There are two White Rangers in Dino Thunder, and when the second White Ranger showed up, the power corrupted him somehow, and he turned evil. It worked like a virus on his system that somehow made him evil. So could this possibly be what Zordon was referencing? Because see, this is Dino Charge energy, and when there were two White Rangers. It was a negative thing. So maybe two Pink Rangers of the Mighty Morphin energy could have reacted into a negative field and created an evil pink.
Well, last I checked...
Pink
they,
with evil.
When they had the two White Rangers in Dino
Quit talking
Thunder,
about my ex.
The fatigue from having two White Rangers was affecting both of them.
See?
The evil one and the normal one.
So maybe that's because, okay, when you do the Legendary War... Every single one of those are from a different field of energy.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the only way that this fucking comment could be explained. Because later on, they do show us that two White Rangers is a negative thing.
Yeah, because at one point...
I told you not to view that plot hole! It wasn't a plot hole!
At one point in that series, I think it was like... Towards the end, not the very
last... Do not doubt my wisdom!
But
I am interdimensional, goddammit!
There was a point where the bad woman was saying, there can only be one White Ranger.
Right.
And it's like, and that's when they had to just kill off the bad one, so that there was no issue anymore, so...
And that might verify what was said here in this episode. Yeah. We now end our season. The season finale is Blue Ranger Gone Bad. Can we get a plot synopsis there, Seth?
Yeah, because I was already on to the next one.
Do it.
Which would have been season 3.
Wasn't there like a clone mate or something?
Here is your summary. This is not a joke. This is all they have written. Lord Zedd and Rita Repulsa concoct a scheme to kidnap the real Blue Ranger and make an evil one. Trouble begins when the kids notice Billy acting weird. Then he renders the Rangers powerless when he takes their morphers. That's all they have written.
Oh. Okay.
I seem to remember this, because I remember him being in the school and his eyes glowing. And this, what is this, like the fourth time they've been able to fucking mindception Billy?
Wasn't they... Trying to introduce maybe like a woman interest as well too, and he was like
they tried that like five or six different times in the series with different characters, and no one ever took
because the bad Billy he's like, go away, I don't need you.
Yeah, something like So once again, we end our series on, eh.
Yeah.
Why does that keep
Yay,
happening?
Filler.
You couldn't have ended on Wild West Rangers?
That's because the next one, the start of season three, is apparently kind of epic. Keyword is kind of.
So, that is our series. We have one, two.
It's most of the multi-part ones.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12. Looks like about 12 episodes.
Yeah. That's about par for the course, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what we said.
So, what's your rating on this? This has some really cool stuff in it.
I know. That's why I'm taking a while to figure out, because it's like,
I don't know, I'm just confused, because I didn't think we actually rated the DVDs.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too, because originally I thought we were just rating it per season, but last time Bill said that we're doing it per volume.
We were talking, we're basically saying, watch this or skip it, is basically the biggest thing we're trying to put down here, because now that you've gone through this, is it worth somebody's time to sit through all of this?
All of it?
Or should they just skip to the points that we've talked about, and if they were to enjoy just those points, how good is this?
If it was just those major points, I'd definitely say watch it.
Because I'm 100% on this. I think that this is great.
I mean, the plus side is that there's less, kind of less filler compared to, like, the very first season. And
yes, there's a lot more multi-parters, and, you know, okay, Power Ranger fans are weird, because I've heard this on both sides, where people say that as they went to more storyline, the series, they feel, got worse, where to me, that's when it started getting better, when they started doing the multi-part episodes.
Yeah.
But I've heard a lot of people that just want the standard formula. They want monster comes down, Rangers fight monster, monster grows, robots fight monster, moving on.
Yeah, because that's the way it was at that time when we were watching it.
Yeah, but that's because most people also have the same problem when it comes to general television. Like, when it comes down to general television, they just want, follow this so I don't have to fucking think, let me turn this on and shut my brain off. And that's just most people with most television shows. They'd rather just be able to sit back and watch shit happen.
So I say enjoy the hell out of this. I think this is good if you're going to watch those parts.
What about you?
I'm kind of hit and miss with it, because the problem comes down to a matter of I don't remember most of that. Like, it's been a long, long ass time since I've watched, you know, Power Rangers in general. So when it comes right down to it, like, there could be some pretty damn good episodes that we just glossed right over, just like, yeah, I don't remember that. 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 Oh, here's an episode I remember. Let's talk about this episode, because I remember it. But at the same time, some of those that were just like, yeah, I don't remember it, there's probably a reason why we don't remember it. It's not just because the show is old.
Well, the next one is a doozy.
Yeah.
The next one is not season three. Our next review for the DVDs is Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the movie.
Yeah. Because midway through us talking on this, there was even some shit in the wiki page where it was like, yeah, this episode was just thrown together because they were going over on filming the movie.
Yeah, the movie is next. Next we review the movie, because the movie, essentially, if you were to replace the first story arc of season three and put the movie in, the movie could make a form of canonical sense.
It could.
But instead, technically, the first part of season three is, we'll get to that later.
Is them getting the ninja powers and fighting the Tengu warriors for the first time.
Well, there's that. I was about to say, technically, episode one of season three is, A Friend in Need, which is they save that Beetleborg-looking mug.
Oh, yeah, that was the Masked Rider.
Yeah,
here in America, it's called Masked Rider.
This is we are at the movie.
Yeah.
I don't want to be at the movies.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.